Chancho Pado Dane Jyaso Che Dage Chinyen Jive Sonam Drola Penche Sanje Jobe Yo
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings that pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the pure, unsurpassable, completed state of enlightenment, which is completely free of all mistakes and qualified, perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain the state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Oji dajini dajam brijava dajam brijuna jiu. Oji dajju ju dharma di ju ju dam jila ju daji di men di ju shadan lu ji ji di ju dam jila ni ko yu a ju di di nang ko zu di rong yin ju sam dang ding yu ge oji da din ru a sam ha mo nam a yin sam ngan ru a sam ni ba yu do din ru di ma ding er chang chang nyang di ni oji da ตินตระกุจิตินโรวะตองเงินโรวะตัมจิจิจิจิวะจิวะจิมารีนิมารีสัมมารีจิวะเนจิวะบัดเถอะวะเถอะติงัลจิจอมโซเฉมโบมะระเตลิมะระสานิดุริยะเมติงิวะจิตะตินตระกุยองยะกุสะวะติตองตันสัมปิตองตะมารุกะบาละทุติวะยันตุวะจิตะตินตระกุดีวิตินโตโจเฉดองตะมุกะสัมจิมะระตุสัมนองยังกุจิวะเปนะตุสัมจิมะระ ตึกซัมดอนดาเวนชองจิวอจิดาอันชองดอนอารันดาจิมารันทองอายินนะตินิราซะนะสัมลารองวะเมปะระซะวะตุจิยังกุยวะระวะโกซงกุมารจิรองละมะนยอดะมะบุซุติงิยันละยอดะมะบุซุงิจิยังวะยินตุเตดองดาวะโหจิดาตึกซัมกุยชองกุญิวะนองยังกุซัมเจนติกองกะกุซะวะงะงะสิจิจิซะเชนบุนซะยาติซะยาดองจินซึซิจิติ
when we take the Dharma has the, you know, has the meaning of referring to phenomena in general, but we can hear the Dharma as taught by the Buddha, then refers primarily to sentient beings' mind state, sentient beings of the six realms, three of the, you know, happier transmigratory realm, and three of the, suffering transmigratory realm. Their rebirth, continual rebirth in the suffering state of cyclic existence, and referring to their, you know, mind's root cause of this cyclic existence, which is the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, manifesting in the form of these three poisonous states of the mind. And just like when we take intoxicants and our mind becomes totally intoxicated by the intoxicants that we have taken and become totally out of control in that intoxicated state, in the same way, as sentient beings, then due to the root ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, and then intoxicated by the manifestations of this ignorance, primarily the three poisonous states of mind, then as sentient beings, we create, continual problems for ourselves, continual problems for others as well. And so, you know, it is this strong grasping at the truly existent self, this strong grasping at the sense of the I, holding it as the most important in this self-cherishing mind, then is what is the primary factor for, you know, inducing so much problems and sufferings within one's life. So in order to extinguish this, then the only means is the unsurpassable skillful means as taught by the Buddha. And in order to access this skillful means to extinguishing these roots of our suffering, then for that, then one must engage in the extensive listening to the teachings, cultivating the understanding of them, and applying it in the form of the meditation in one's life. So, in eliminating the roots of our suffering, then one has to rely upon the skillful means of the path, the skill of the wisdom, you know, particularly referring to the wisdom realizing emptiness. In order to come to embody such a wisdom, then one has to still proceed through extensive listening to these teachings, cultivating the understanding of it through analysis, and then meditating upon it. And it is this wisdom which has to be, you know, constantly enhance or, you know, develop to a higher and higher degree, whereby which one has the complete realization of this wisdom, realizing emptiness. And just like the two wings of the birds that enables a bird to fly, with wisdom alone, then it is not sufficient to cut off the roots of suffering to attain enlightenment. You know, one does not go very far, just like a bird which is unable to go very far with just one wing or the other wing being weakened or faulty. So therefore, then just like the two wings of the bird requiring it to have a successful flight, in the same way, besides, you know, the development in the wisdom, then it is important to cultivate the method aspect of the path. The method aspect of the path is rooted in the infinite sense of loving kindness and compassion, generating the thought of bodhicitta, where one not only works for one's own well-being, where one not only works for one's own, you know, elimination of suffering, one's own ultimate happiness, but as importantly and even more so, then has that concern for sentient beings, wishing sentient beings to be endowed with that ultimate happiness, for sentient beings to be completely liberated, like oneself, from every root of suffering. So, in order to cultivate the means of the method, then there are two main ways used for cultivating the method of the bodhicitta. So one is the usual method of the, you know, this 7-point instructions on cause and effect, where you have cultivating the thought, recognizing all sentient beings as one's mother, remembering their kindness, generating thought to repay that kindness, and then you have the infinite sense of loving kindness, compassion, the extraordinary supreme thought of taking complete responsibility for sentient beings, and then you have the seventh result, bodhicitta. When we take this method, the 7-point instructions on cause and effect, then first point is by reflecting on the nature of our mind and the point of having had countless beginner's lifetimes, then on this reasoning, then cultivating the thought, recognizing every sentient being as one's mother, and then the next phase is remembering their kindness. So in remembering the kindness of mother, then one focuses on the kindness of the mother of this present lifetime, their kindness in having nurtured us in that entire time period of being being in the womb, overcoming so many difficulties for the sake of oneself, the child. Then after being born, then taking care of our survival up until oneself is able to take care of oneself, like that. So nurturing us in that kindness for that entire duration, up to the time when one is able to look after oneself. So like this, reflecting on, remembering the kindness in such details, and then applying that kindness to all other sentient beings, who have been once mother and have nurtured us in no less kindness than cultivating the thought to repay that kindness. And so like this, you proceed on until you attain the result of bodhicitta within one's mind. So with regards to the second method of equalizing and exchanging self for cultivating bodhicitta for some individuals, then this method is much more appropriate for the purpose of cultivating bodhicitta as opposed to the previous one. So with this also at the beginning, then first is cultivating the equanimity in one's attitude. For example, in our daily life, then we have a very strong biased or discriminating thoughts in relation to friends and loved ones. Then we have strong thoughts of attachment or clinging. And then with regards to enemies, who have harmed us physically, verbally, or mentally, then we have a strong sense of aversion. And strong sense of aversion towards them. Then towards strangers, then we have a complete sense of indifference. So in this extreme attitude, then one has to bring forth an equanimity in this extreme attitude of clinging attachment, aversion, or total indifference. So during the meditation process, whereby which one feels that in the sum total of our experience, a friend has been equally an enemy and a stranger, and an enemy has as equally been a friend and a stranger, and a stranger has as equally been an enemy and a friend, when one takes the context of having had countless, numberless lifetimes, then in the totality of one's experience, whether it is enemy, friend, or stranger, then all have equally harmed, all have equally benefited, and all have equally been a stranger. So in that way, the main emphasis here being to getting rid of the strong, biased thoughts towards these three areas, and then cultivating the attitude where one equalizes oneself with others, in the sense that by reflecting on the reality of the fact that when we talk about one person's happiness, one's own happiness, then when we compare that to the happiness of countless numberless sentient beings, then of course the countless numberless sentient beings is far more important. When you think about suffering compared to one individual suffering, then what is more important to take care of is the countless numberless and is the suffering of the countless numberless sentient beings. So in that way, then establishing that with regards to the previous thought of only thinking about oneself and holding others as secondary, and with the previous thought of forsaking others and holding the point of emphasis only where one's own well-being is concerned, then holding that as to be the most important, then again correcting that way of thinking through these logics of seeing whatever suffering or happiness in relation to oneself is nothing compared to the well-being of the suffering and the happiness of others who are countless and numberless. And in this way, again, through the process of contemplating on the advantages of cherishing others, disadvantages of the cherishing of the self, then training in the meditational process whereby which one is able to exchange the self for others. So such as these practices, which are regarded as the most secret instructions, by the great Indian masters like Shantideva, is because sometimes these thoughts are quite it's difficult for most people to accept for people to accept, thinking that you know, to have to exchange self for others in this kind of way. So in some of the teachings they are referred to as being the secret instructions. So such as these are profound instructions from Lama Atisha, you know, was passed on to Domtenpa and to the three Kadamba masters as a secret instruction, being given these instructions on the basis of their ability to undertake it in the form of practice. So these are the categories of the thought transformation teachings. So in this way, you have the extensive lineage of the method, and then you have the profound lineage of the view coming from Manjushri, Nagarjuna, and so forth. And then you have the lineage of the tantric practitioners from Tilopa, Naropa. And so in this way, to undertake the unified practice of the sutra and tantra in the form of one's practice is the most important, whereby which one's sutra practices enhance or support one's tantric practices, and one's tantric practice becomes complementary to one's sutra practice rather than holding sutra and tantra as being mutually exclusive. Instead of that, then seeing it as supportive of each other.
So Yuga namjuwa rongo lugu tenka duduwa rapa tawya, ngakka tenka duduwa rapa tawya, yiji tenka duduwa rapa tawya, lingwa yasamka tenka duduwa trajan rapa tawya, chiki yuwa yandu, chiki rwa yuwa ririni shetanti, ti teni ngaji rampa tawya, di lama chabi chuka nayon, oji da, eta nandung sura tabinti, lami kasang tiki nayari, dursu wazo karma tenka asam, ramdang chiki rishani tawya, chini samrana chiki tambari, ジョイジェ
So, this, so far, what Rinpoche spoke was just a general introduction to Sutra and Tantra. And so now, to go back to the, the explanations on Tantra paths and grounds, then we were talking about the Kala Chakra system of the paths and grounds. And this is this is taught under four sections, which is the first point is the empowerment or the initiation, then maintaining the purity of the pledges and the vows that that are taken, and the third point is the meditation on the path, cultivating the path. So the here the meditation on the path or cultivating the path involves cultivating cultivating the stage of generation, cultivating the stage of completion. So, So you have the stage of generation and stage of completion. And what is distinctive to the Kala Chakra system is the undertaking the practice of the yoga of the four drops. So, in the which is different from what the normal explanations that you find in the Goa Samaja, Heruka, and the Yamantaka, in the generation stage of practice of the other Hatha Yoga Tantras, then you have the taking the three Buddha bodies, taking the birth, death and the Padu into the three paths, resulting in the three Buddha bodies. So that is the standardized kind of stage of generation practice in the other highest yoga tantras, taking the three Buddha bodies into the path. But here in the cultural system, there is no specific mentioning taking the pardo into the sambhavakaya like that. There's no specific mentioning of that. The rumbuchi the pardo da kewa.
So in the
culture system, the pardo, the intermediate stage, being born into the intermediate stage, and the birth itself, the rebirth, the birth itself, I just combined into one. So, and then again in the stage of completion in the Goa Samaja, then you have the five stages that set forth the completion stage practices. And in the Kala Chakra system, then you have the six branched yoga. And so within the six branch yoga, you have the practices in order to practices purifying the obscuration of the obscuration of the negativities of the body, the obscuration of the negativities of the speech, the obscuration of the negativities of the mind, and the subtle, obscuration of the negativities of the body, speech, and mind. So, because of these four bases of purification, then accordingly you have the four initiations to enable that. And so, in the Kalachakra system, basically you have the practice of the four types of the drops, on the basis of which one purifies the obscuration of the delusions, and then to actualize the result of the four vajras, the result of the four vajras. So Rumchi quoted a line from Lama Chöpa, which says that, in basically saying that this part, I'm going to I have it. By the force of having thus requested three times, the nectars and rays, white, red, and dark blue, stream forth from the centers of the Guru's body, speech, and mind, and one by one, and altogether they absorb into one's three centers individually, and then altogether the four obstacles are purged and the four empowerments implanted and seeds of the four kayas received. As a smiling emanation of the Guru dissolves into us, and we are blessed with inspiration. So, so this is in this particular verse, Rumchi says, you have the practice whereby which you purify the gross obscuration of delusions of the body, speech, and mind, and the subtle imprints of the and the fourth thing, the subtle imprints of the obscuration of the delusions, the four initiations which empower us to do that, and the attainment of the enabling us to attain the result of the four vajras.
ကိုကြီးတဲ့ဒီလေးရင်ပဲရင်သူဒီကဒီကိုယ်တို့ကနော်အားရောင်းကြီးရူကြီးတွေ့ရှင်အားတော့ကိုကြီးတော်ပဲရှင်ကြီးလို့ဆောင်းရရင်ပဲရင်သူရူကြီးတွေ့စေကြီးဒီတက်ကတော်ကျွမ်းအားရောင်းရင်ဟောကြီးတဲ့ဆေပနိကောက်ကျေပတူလီမလမ်ကြီးနိကောက်ကျေပတူလီဒီညင်းတဘောလာဘောနိကောက်ကနိကောက်ကျေပတူလီဒီနေ့ကြီးဖုန်ညာကြီးကနိကောက်ကျေပတူလီဒီသူရူကြီးတဲ့နဲ့တဘာယောဝတိမှာတီကြောင့်ကိုကြီးတွေ့ရဘောဟောက So
even when you do the Kali Chakra six session Guru Yoga, within that also it states the fourth, the purification of the obscurations on the base that obscurations residing on the basis of these four types of drops that arise, that are there at the time of, at the times of waking, dreaming, a heavy sleep and sexual union. So the purification of the obscurations existing on the basis of these drops.
Germany, that Nikov somebody, that new developer Nikov Jebet, lady, young Jew Tolan, Tolan Damji Yardu, Menon Damji Mandu, Niri, Vayendu, then a new developer, the Tolan, Yankadan, the Yankunism, Madunet, then I did you, Dimi. Then make a long days on you, the Vinan, do you, Vayendu, you did cups of you.
So So yesterday we left off at the second point of the four drops. You know, we completed at the time of the dreams. The upper winds collect at the throat, and the lower winds collect at the secret place, whereby mere sound and mistaken speech are produced. Then today is talking about the drop at the time of heavy sleep, deep sleep. At the time of deep sleep, the upper winds collect at the heart, and the lower winds collect at the center of the jewel, whereby non-conceptuality and unclarity are produced. So just like when we, when we go through a very heavy sleep or deep sleep, then we have no, no dreams. You know, the mind is totally, blank. So there's no clarity. In the same way, then we can say that on the basis of this drop, then when one purifies the two obscurations, the obscuration of delusion and the obscuration of omniscience, these types of obscurations that exist in this drop, then the resulting state that is attained is the of the four vajras. Then is the vajra mind. Then you have at the time of the sexual union of the male and female, the upper winds collect at the navel, and the lower winds collect at the tip of the jewel. So due to the upper winds, whereby bliss and emission are produced. Due to the upper wind, you have the experience of the bliss, and due to the emission, the lower winds then produce the emission. So then it says that from among those, upon having purified, that is removed, the capacity to produce the mere appearance of impure objects, that is the the drop which is produced at the time of wakefulness. you know, while awake. And then mistaken speech at the time of due to the up and low winds of the, you know, at the time of the dream, and unclarity at the time of heavy sleep and emission at the time of sexual union. The mere object, the mere appearance of objects, the mere appearance of objects again at the time of wakefulness, mere sound at the time of dream, non-conceptuality at the time time of heavy sleep, and bliss, at the time of sexual union. So I used in the path, whereby they become empty form, invincible sound, non-conceptual exalted wisdom, and immutable great bliss. So, so if one is able to utilize it in the path, you know, being able to, on the basis of these four drops, utilize it into the path, then it enables one to attain the four Vajras and the four Buddha bodies. If one is not able to purify and utilize it in the path, then the four drops and the various experiences on the basis of these four drops then become further causes to reinforce the obscuration of delusions, the obscuration to knowing or obscuration to omniscience, and all of these experiences become establishing roots of suffering. If one is able to utilize these experiences into the path, then the result is enabling one to attain the four Vajras and the four Buddha bodies. So previously, one thing I forgot was when I talked about the upper winds generating the bliss and the low winds producing the emission, and when one is able to utilize this practice into the path, then of the four Vajras, the exalted wisdom Vajra is generated, and of the four Buddha bodies, the Buddha's body of nature is attained. That was I forgot to mention earlier.
So
Yirumcha says, from the first point where you have where you take the first point in the at the time of wakefulness, you have the winds, the appearance of impure objects. This appearance of impure objects, then, and the mistaken appearance that arise out of impure object, appearance of impure objects, then, this is purified, so that one, one has the mere appearance of objects. Due to generating the realization of the mere appearance of objects, then it enables us to attain the empty form body. And as a result of attaining the empty form body, then one attains the exalted Vajra body.
Hojida dinayin ba yindu jida yizen dambu samde mar jang yizen varwa ยะเตนวะระยะนะริยะเตนตองโพยะติจองยะเตนวะระยะติคือลำจิงโหริจิยะตะยะเตนธรรมะติตํรินะโหติงโหริจิยะตัตติอาวนะจิยะเตนธรรมะจิวะริยะเตนจิติดุจิจิจะริวะริเตเตจินิสิกุยะตัตติเนยะยะเตนตองโพมาตะวินธรรณังติจิจองยะติจองจิลัมละยะนังสังกุงโหริยะนังสังกุยะนังสังกุลัมจิงโหริจิยะติตํรีละตองสุจิกุณฑะกะเตตังติชุสัมปะยะ ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့မလမ်ကြီးနေကပ်ကြီးပဒီနေ့မှာတော့ရေနောင်းတော်စစ်တဲ့ဘိုးကြီးကောင်းတဲ့ကျနာတဲ့ဘာနဲ့ရှိရောမှာဒီကကြဲကြော်ရပါလိမ့်ဒါရင်ကြည့်တော်နေနေဒီရှိကြီးမှာကျမ်းနမကျွန်းထဘာတော်စစ်တဲ့ညီကကြီးကကိုရကိုညင်ကောင်းอยู่ဒီနေ့ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပဲရင်သူတဲ့မလမ်ကြီးနေကပ်ကြီးမလမ်ကနေကပ်နာမကျွန်းကြီးညကနေကပ်နာကြီးကြီးကြီးတဲ့ထဘာနောင်းတော်ဝတိကြောင်းကြီ ngobor jeya dadam go dadam ji nam ji ngobor jeya oda tamdi de la yomi ji da se ne ji ni ga de go ngir dong da wo min gi go song go dadam go ngobor jeya da ti ti sun de jer zo yu dim.
So again, you take the second set of the second set, which is in the first set, you have the basis which is to be purified is the appearance of impure objects, and the path, the nature of the path which purifies it is the mere appearance of objects, and then from this what is attained is empty form. Is the empty form, empty form, enabling us to attain the exalted vajra body, and then you have the again the basis which is to be purified is the mistaken speech, and the nature of the path which enables that which is the means to purify is the mere sound. And what is produced is the invincible sound, invincible sound in the nature of the nature of the quality of the vajra speech. And then the third group of three is the at the time of heavy sleep, the basis which is to be purified is the unclarity. The obscuration to be purified is the unclarity, the path, the nature of which, by the means of which it is purified is a non-conceptuality. And as a result of this path, the achieved result is the non-conceptual exalted wisdom. The fourth group of three is purifying the obscurations that exist on the drop which is generated at the time of the sexual union of the male and the female, the basis which is purified, the obscurations that are purified existing on the basis of this drop is the emission the emission, and then the nature of the path which purifies is the bliss, and the achieved result is transforming that bliss into the immutable great bliss. So, and then it says, through enhancing these higher and higher, they become the Vajra, exalted body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind, and the Vajra wisdom of a Buddha. So, at the time of the waking, when you take the first set of three, when one is able to, purify the basis by the means of the path and achieve the, achieve the result of the empty form, then that brings the result of the exalted Vajra body. Then, at the time of the dream, then, when one is able to purify the obscurations on the basis of that drop, then generate the nature of the path and achieve the result of the invincible sound, then one is able, as a result of that, then one attains the exalted Vajra speech of a Buddha. Then, on the third set of three, which is at the time of heavy sleep, the basis which is to be purified is the obscurations that exist on the drop generated at the time of heavy sleep. Then, when one is when one is able to generate the nature of the path, achieve the result of what is the non-conceptual exalted mind, then that enables the attainment of the exalted Vajra mind. And then, when one is able to purify the fourth set of three, which is the drop generated at the time of the sexual union, then the obscurations that exist on the basis of this drop, when this is purified by the nature of the path which is generated, then due to this, then when one attains what is achieves the result of the immutable great bliss, then that enables the result of the the exalted Vajra wisdom of a Buddha.
So
So generally when we talk about obscurations, all obscurations are included within the obscuration of delusions and obscuration to omniscience or obscuration to knowing. Here in this system, then all obscurations are included within these four types. Within these four types, it is not saying that the drop, the drop is the obscuration. The drop is the basis for the obscurations. What bears the obscuration is the subtle wind and mind that exist on the basis of these drops. Is what is the obscuration? The drop itself is the basis, and what is the obscuration? Is the obscuration which exists on the basis of this drop in the subtle wind and mind. So in this system, all obstructions or obscurations are included in the obscurations of the four types. The explanation of the drops as illustrations of obstructions or obscurations is stated in consideration of the fact that the very subtle wind and mind that abide in these drops are basis of infusion of the predispositions for the obscurations, for the obstructions. So when we talk about the drop, like yesterday's question, it is a form, and it is a form in the nature of the two elements, the white and the red element, and it is regarded as the size of a mustard seed. So with respect to the entities of these drops, they are for each a mere mustard seed sized mass that is a mixture of the white and red constituents. So on the basis of this drop, then is the very subtle wind and mind. There is no subtle wind separate or other than the subtle mind. There is no subtle mind which is other than the subtle wind. So in the highest yoga tantras, then we always say that there is a common basis for form and consciousness, that which is a common basis for both form, physical form, and consciousness, and that is the very subtle wind and mind is a common basis for both. Usually in the other sutras, when one studies the philosophical sutras, then usually there is no designation of a common basis for that which is both physical form and consciousness. Usually we say matter, consciousness, and dhammendriji, non-associated compositional factors, re, is that it, are all three mutually exclusive. you cannot establish a common basis for all of these three. But in the highest yoga tantra system, then the very subtle wind and the mind is established as a common basis for both matter and consciousness, except that these two perform two different functions. Although in the highest yoga tantra they establish a common basis, because of the two different functions performed by the very subtle wind and the very subtle mind, from the sutra point of view, then they are categorized as exclusive entities.
So, at
the time of the basic state, then, this very subtle wind and mind, then is what produces in the all the the impure, vessel, meaning the environment, and an essence, meaning the beings within it. So, in the general highest, in the general system of the highest yoga tantra, is that the potencies that produce impure vessel, meaning environment, and essence, the beings, through the very subtle wind and mind existing at the basic state, are purified by the paths of skill and means, whereby they are transformed into the form body and truth body. So the very subtle wind, this usually is the cause generating the illusory body, the illusory body. Here you can say the illusory body of the glorious color chakra or Guha Samaja, which is the Dharma body, or the form body, and the very subtle mind then becomes transformed into the truth body, the transcendent wisdom, Dharmakaya body. So then the next is that it is a distinctive feature of this color chakra system that the potencies producing impure states through the four types of drops serve as causes for the four vajras through being purified by the path. So in the color chakra system, the very subtle wind and the mind and the appearance that come, the appearance of the objects that arise on the basis of this very subtle wind and mind, then this appearance 두고기 갑수기 신도타웨 룬셈디 네카티
인네 유나 유기 노아 노아 잔디 탄즈 탄즈 그거스나 이거 노아디 즈키니엘네
유기 나와디 수키니엘네
즈키니엘네 어다디 일기 노아던 로딩 이거 시와디 이지 주키니엘네
so in the case of the culture system then you say you know the appearance of the object becomes the cause for the form body and the wisdom mind, the exalted wisdom mind, then becomes the cause for the truth body. Yuki nawa de tonso. It's the same. I was just counter checking. So when we talk about that it is a distinctive feature of this cultural system that the potencies pure producing impure states through the four types of the drops are the basis to be purified, the purifying the obscurations that exist on the basis of these four drops by generating the nature of the respective paths, and then through having achieved the result, then one attains the result of the four vajras through being purified by the path.
So this completes
the first point of the stage of completion. Stage of completion has two parts. The first point has been covered, which is on the Vajra body, that on which there is penetrative focusing on the important places, and that is mostly the channels, the winds, and the drops. So the main body of the stage of completion is in the second part, the six branch yoga of performing penetrative focusing on important places in the Vajra body.
Molam Jivadi Indikigada Yuda.
You have a succession guru yoga in culture of succession guru yoga. The Kunsichikli Yasa.
How are you?
Can you give me?
So
So Rumchi is saying, like, if you look at the, you know, the prayers of dedication in the sixth session Guru Yoga of Kali Chakra, it says, may I familiarize myself with the six branched yoga, the two virtues at the beginning, individual withdrawal and concentration, the two virtues in the middle, the paths of stopping vitality and retention, and the two virtues at the end, you know, subsequent mindfulness and meditative stabilization. These are the six branch yogas, you know, which is the main body of the practice of the stage of completion. So she says the, you know, six branch yoga are these six yogas. The individual withdrawal is the first, concentration is the second, stopping vitality is the third, the fourth is retention, the fifth is a subsequent mindfulness, and the sixth is meditative stabilization. So they are, these six are grouped into sets of two, so that the two virtues at the beginning are individual withdrawal and concentration. The two virtues in the middle are the paths of stopping vitality and retention, and the two virtues at the end are subsequent are mindfulness and meditative stabilization.
Ori da dina ji ji da dini molam ko nonin dini zone zoram ko ngu tiyang gi war ta di tong kan gi ya gi chi de o ji da dina ji yel zon dini ye ni sanam ko nonin ma rim bi no na to tin tu ma do wa chi ba chi do ti ji.
So Rumchi wanted to introduce the six the six branch yoga by their title, so that then when it is applied to the path, you know, one has a little bit better idea. So, and then it says, usually in the in the stage of completion practices in relation to the other highest yoga tantras, there are these five stages in the other highest yoga tantras. So here is the question, why is the stage of completion posited as six branches? The reason why you have six branches here is because to attain the result of a resultant state of a culture Chris enlightenment, or to attain that state of Buddhahood, the object of attainment has three results: attaining the exalted body, exalted speech, and exalted mind. And so the first two virtues, individual withdrawal and concentration, bring the result of exalted body. And the second two virtues, stopping vitality and retention, then bring forth the result of the exalted speech. And then the third, the last two virtues of subsequent mindfulness and meditative stabilization bring the result of the exalted mind. And so it is for this reason that the stage of completion, that is the means of achieving these, is definite as six branches.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཡིན དེ ཡིན ན 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 ཡིན Jagadi, Tembu Yaya, which is the Niga Kushia Duna, Sordo Gunga Madriba started to something good, Sordo good Drip Jagadi, Tembu Yang, which is the President Tembu Jiva Guni Jerry could develop.
When we talk about, you know, the first two virtues of individual withdrawal and concentration, then bringing forth the result of the exalted body. Here, the exalted body is, you know, the empty form body of the Kali Chakra father and mother. Individual withdrawal, you know, enables the attainment of the empty form body of the culture of father and mother, which has not been attained before, and concentration stabilizes that attainment. So this is because the two, individual withdrawal and concentration, achieve a conqueror's exalted body by way of respectively achieving previously unachieved empty forms and making firm the concentration, making firm what have already been achieved.
Then the next part is the next two virtues, the next two middle virtues, stopping of vitality and retention, achieve a conqueror's speech through attaining control over the winds that are the root of speech. So,
to attain the exalted speech, then that is rooted in the winds. So with regards to the winds, then you have the flow of the winds in the right and left channel, the breathing in and out that happens through the right and the left channel. And then just like entering with the stopping vitality is a process whereby which one tries to enter the winds from the right and the left channel into the central channel. It's just like when you take the eye of the needle and the thread. Stopping vitality is a process where you're trying to get, like in analogy would be trying to put the thread through the eye of the needle. And retention is what pulls up that thread, kind of pulls up the winds into the central channel. So these are the main function of stopping vitality and retention. Stopping vitality enters it, retention pulls up the winds.
Stopping vitality, you have the entering of the winds into the central channel. Retention, when one becomes proficient in this practice of retention, then one does not lose the winds, one does not lose the winds outside. Is able with retention, then one is able to maintain the winds within the central channel. So the next part is. And since subsequent mindfulness is a proximate cause of immutable bliss and meditative stabilization is the entity of immutable bliss, these two are the means of achieving a conqueror's mind. So with subsequent mindfulness, what one is trying to achieve is a trying to. With regards to the transcendental wisdom, exalted great bliss, with subsequent mindfulness, one is trying to enable the appearance of the transcendental wisdom of great bliss within one's mind, making the exalted great bliss appear within the mind. And then meditative stabilization, is what... holds on to that the exalted great bliss which has been generated within the mind. Then, to be able to hold on to it, without any changes.
Jinsen
So then the following lines sort of make a conclusion of the above statements. Therefore it is said that these sets of two are respectively meditative stabilizations of Vajra body or exalted body, Vajra speech or exalted speech, Vajra mind or exalted mind. So when one is cultivating this six branch yoga, then one has to first cultivate the individual withdrawal, because each of these yogas has its own function. And so on the basis of having cultivated the individual withdrawal, then you have the concentration. And on the basis of cultivating the second yoga, then you can starting vitality, then you can you can enable the function of retention like that. So with each one of these six branch yogas to be cultivated, each branch has to be cultivated in oneself before one can employ the function of the following set. It's just, Rumcha says, just like when we are trying to develop calm abiding and the special insight, at the beginning, one has to concentrate on cultivating calm abiding. And then when that is cultivated to its full measure, then you go into a penetrative insight. And then when that is cultivated in full measure, then one practices where within calm abiding, you can engage in special insight. While engaged in special insight, one can engage in calm abiding. So the same is true for these six branch yoga too, that in cultivating, then first the initial ones has to be cultivated in its full measure in order to engage the function of the following sets. So this is why, to emphasize this point, then there's a quotation from Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, which says, "The collection at one time of the special meditative stabilizations of the three Vajras, while a learner comes upon attaining the branch of meditative stabilization, which is the sixth." So, Mr. Sess, we'll stop here for this morning, and if you have questions, you can ask now. You.
Thank you. Rupchi talked explicitly about the Guru Samaja systems last year, usually the group of, say, the Sunday Jitsundu.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that Lama Tsongkhapa explained or that Rinpoche could explain how the study and practice of Kala Chakra could enhance those? Because the practice of those three seem to enhance one another, help one another. This seems to be a completely different system. Is there a way of Lama Tsongkhapa's system where studying the practice and how a chakra can enhance the other practices also?
Dani Rumbuche, Lamegi, Tanda Soundube, Kirim Zurwinki, Namsha Chora, the Jerumbuche, Nanu Chimbu, Shisungi, the Gabush Sunora. The Soundube, Kirim Zoran, the Giant Duganti, Kasu, Sandu Jisung Gangal, Pasu, Pentorva. And the Tanda, to go look at that, Kirim Zoran Chavati. You know, you can say like, you know, if you talk about this in Highest Yoga Tantra system of the other tantras, like if you say illustrative body, then here in a cultural system, it is this point. You can make parallel comparisons, but the paths are completely different. The path of practice is completely different. All you can say is, this point here in Kala Chakra corresponds to this point here in Goa Samaja. You can say it like that, but for paths, the two are quite different.
In the end, by the way, the Muji Tokjun the Lama, Java Namjur Seduna, Namjur Lami Jitan is on your Java Namjur Lana Mebala, Pawan Kuana, and you that also drop a Pajin Divada, Namjur Maji, Shidur Dinsoko.
Rumchi says that in the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa's Dodje Delikma, clarifying all the concepts in the most excellent manner. There's one text like that. Within that, within that text, Lama Tsongkhapa states saying that comparison to the explanations of the paths and grounds. With Goa Samaja, Heruka, and Yamantaka, something that which is completely different from this point of view of explanation is the system explained in the Kala Chakra. And within that, Lama Tsongkhapa himself states very clearly like that. And so because of that, in ancient times, because it was so different from the path explained in the other highest yoga tantras, in the case of the ancient Indian masters too, they said that this is a tantra created by somebody. It couldn't be. It's not a pure tantra or mantra as taught by the Buddha because it was so very different. But when you look at the writings of Pudin Rinpoche and Lama Tsongkhapa, father and sons, then they say, it is a pure tantra, but its point of view of explanation is very, very different. And so you can sort of make parallel comparisons, but in the way of the paths, it's like two different paths.
And you
When you read the secret biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, within that, in the secret biography, is because they explain many of the visionary experiences that they've had. And so within that, it's a... in the secret biography, it talks about Lama Tsongkhapa seeing color chakra, and then color chakra saying to directly saying to Lama Tsongkhapa that you are like the first Shambhala king, Chandrabhadra, who first took the color chakra teachings from the Buddha, that you are like Chandrabhadra in your explanations of the root tantras and the commentaries. So you have Lama Tsongkhapa and the disciples saying that no matter how different the explanations of the path in Kali Chakra is compared to the other highest yoga tantra systems, but still this, that these are the pure tantric paths.
Rinpoche says, in the collected works of Kedu Rinpoche, there are four volumes that are dedicated to refuting the different points of views, saying that the Kali Chakra system of Tantra is not a pure Tantra. And so, there even in Tibet, there was a Natang. Many eminent masters who
and then
Tenshin Shakyashri, he was like a great Islamic master. Because coming from Pakistan, those masters that came, so they also had many points, reasonings that by which they, they asserted that Kali Chakra Tantra was not a pure Tantra. So, taking all these points of view, then within those four volumes, Kedu Rinpoche, kind of refutes. Even Lama Tsongkhapa's teacher, Je Rindawa, also expressed doubts as to whether the Kali Chakra Tantra was a pure Tantra or not. The name Kali Chakra, which is Wheel of Time,
you know, Wheel of Time refers mostly to the, you know, the time referring to the basis of purification, which is the inner sentient beings, the channels, winds, and the drops, and then the outer, the outer galaxy of the sun and moon and stars, like these are the basis to be purified. So, you know, in relation to the sentient being, you have the time frame of the function of the channels and the winds relating to the day and night, which is made up of 24 hours. And such as these sets 24 hours, then, 30 of them make a month, and 12 of those months make a year, like that, you know. So applying that same system to the outer environment, you know, the movement of the sun and the moon and the stars, within 24 hours, within a month, and within, within a year, you know. So in taking into factor the consideration of these bases to be purified, the outer and inner culture, but then you have the time refers to that kind of time, the inner time of our own channels and winds in the 24 hour period, in the month, in the year, and its correspondence to the outer time, like that.
Can Rinpoche tell us any stories of yogis in recent times or eras that have successfully utilized the Dharma Chakra method?
Rinpoche, in the Kibu Thamba, Togogi, Kyu Dine Kastre, Kirin Zorin Zoranje, Chik Duba Top the Bay, in the Lukyu Mixer, in the Kesunya Ayasuga.
Usually,
in the case of the practitioners, nobody, really, in the present day, really talks about their spiritual realizations. But even if they have, they pretend they don't have it. So it's, to say that, in this present day, so and so is like that, it's a hard thing to say.
For
example, like when you hear about His Holiness, before he took, undertook the activity of extensively giving, the culture for initiation outside of, to as many people as possible. Before that, His Holiness talked about an occasion when he had a dream in which, there was all the entire mandala of the deities of the Kali Chakra, mandala of the deities of the holy body, holy speech, holy mind, and then how they all were absorbed into the principle. And then many goddesses came and sang Vajra songs, awakening from that state of equipoise to undertake the activities benefiting sentient beings. And then His Holiness referred to that experience of that dream as the basis for his reasoning to give very extensively the culture of initiation. So if you if His Holiness for example talking something like that of, then you can say here you have a present day great practitioner yogi of the culture. But in that in such a context they will explain their spiritual realizations, and then you can say, here you have a great yogi of the culture practitioner. But outside of any context than this, then it's very hard to find people who will express their, realizations.
Jaga rangga sadhani hong parchir dhrsonga chankur de ti goni hong chonga chirik di nang yuwaari. Tani yaro kardang ari karmira jinita nana khena dhani nang ya di ta varde tukse varde parchir tumura ka hong nishya sadhna sajji chik varde tupi yuwaari wa. Oda taso mar sanam taso dhan dhamna dharna chik dhati muni mar chik tupa tupa chik yinpa tenda yinpa yuwaari wa.
His Holiness very early on during his life in Tibet gave already like two Sanmala initiations in Tibet proper, culture of initiations. And in India, just in India, he gave like around 15, 16 times. Then when you include all the other culture of initiations given in Europe and America up to the last one in Toronto, that would be like around 27, 28 Sanmala culture of initiations given by His Holiness. So you can say, just like the dream that His Holiness said he had, then accordingly he took those activities. Go ahead.
So, if this is a completely different system, those of us who are just beginners and have limited amount of time to practice, if we're practicing already one of the tantras that's connected with the Buddhist Vajra cycle or Pramukha or Pajangini, whatever, should we devote some time to the study and practice of Kala Chakra, or is it so different that it's better to stick to put all of our time into what we're already practicing?
Tugogi lam gombe jumba ta 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 sande jisung lam gombe jumba ta shi manda chav rasa ta kranzu tuz inda gombe yawe tuzi shita yaw maresa an ta tanda chi kom devre ti ta sande jisung ki riks kunz tobe lam gombe yawe jumba chav rasa dil da ta manga di le de ra jinda sunza daga ra ta tuzi ta gombe yawe inda shita ma tuza tanda ta susu tanda kom deva dagalanle tsena yakre ya tugo ki lam gi rumad nsle ya pesu chen yakre
ki kom deva da zo mar ji ter ji ti kom ya ji ba chan ja ya ge chen zon zon na ha ti jin ko ri ki nam kom ber ba man ra ba da zo ti ten na nem bi ja ja ri ma to ji ten ra wo ji ba yin ge ba ro so so won ra wo ti par ji do ram ge kam ni jilu ge ka da ta zu ge ka si ji ten ni to ji ka ka ja ga ri ti yin na ya
Rumshi says, what you are already familiar with, the stages of the generation completion stage of the Guasmaja, Heruka, Yamataka, in that you should hold as your foundation. And then take an opportunity to train in the stages of the path as explained within the paths and grounds of the Kali Chakra system, as well as a way of creating some imprints with these, getting some blessings of these imprints, because whatever is taught within the Kali Chakra system is all very additional to what you already have. For the variation is in fact very subtle, in the sense that you have in the case of the illusory body, in the main causal factor for the illusory body in the other tantras is the wind, and here in the cultural system is the appearance of this of that subject mind meditating. That the appearance is the cause of that empty form body, and then you know the wisdom mind in itself is the cause of the truth body. So in that way, there's very slight distinction. Otherwise, much of the practices explained within the culture system can complement, the one's own, basic practices.
Mazu kalapun de yongana ji je jagani no bichang jang ji ne kuran kun de le ga ji da char jang jang ji ne yong de le ga ji ni ga kan kor dan dra go ma ri ma ta de de sa ji ba de na chen de ba ji ba ji ji
it's just like when you the analogy from she saying if you're leaving from Delhi to come to California, you can take a clockwise route or you can take a counterclockwise route, but you still get to California.
Mm-hmm. Then he just said something to the effect that the practitioners of Kala Chakra have a different kind of body than the practitioners of the other days.
Rumsha says, in achieving the exalted body, in the other tantras is prime the substantial cause for achieving the Vajra body in the other tantras is the wind, and here in the cultural system is the subject mind's appearance which causes the empty form body, which is the equivalent to the illusory body. That is the only difference.
But the people who are practicing tantra, their main name is Tantra. It sounds like there was a difference in the makeup of the characters you have.
The Loma, Tugoki Nyamlen Chinegi Loma Da, Nga Lame Shengi ge nyamlen chin loma yaba loma dun su tsalu tsada lun dun su la kewa yarbes
tsada no la
tiwa ro ta pe na tu go ge nyamlen chin da nga shme la me she
ori da ji 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 di thon na ji jin ri wa na ji wa na ka ji din ra zong yu wa ri tung go ge che de ja ba der cha di kon ti tung go zong za di zang kam de ang ju ru mun ra ya ti go che de din ra zong yu wa ri ji ji di jen go che de ja ba der cha de su yang din ra go ji zang kam ru ji ba ba ang de ji ni zong yu wa ri ji da
In the commentaries, it does say, the culture of tantra is taught for disciples with particular, channels and elements of a certain kind, and that the other highest yoga tantras are also taught for disciples having a particular channels and elements. That's how it says. And it's just Rumshi says when the culture of Tantra was first taught, then it was taught to individuals who had different channels and elements.
Let's say that you have a realized Buddha that takes the mnemonica form and is in the human realm of Buddha Shakyamuni. And the Buddha now has a perfect Vajra vision, perfect Vajra view of sound mind speech. Would I be misunderstanding that when the Buddha is looking through what would seem to me to be a human eye, that the Buddha is still seeing what we would consider to be our type of a human form? Would that be unreasonable, even though it's pure vision, that it's still recognizable as a human form?
I didn't understand the question exactly.
Well, I think it has to do with what my understanding of pure appearance actually means in a practical sense.
Oh, what is pure appearance?
In an example of the Buddha looking at people in a historical
context. Is that a pure appearance? Are you asking that?
Could it be a pure appearance?
Okay.
Top it. Tape nawa se di kante de chore tama se de na sangye chumden dengi nganzu sidu ga di tama sro chigre nganzu nam phe su thong dan ta di tama su mar wa
ji da kar de go ji da di tama ma de wa ri wa ri wa ji pe na mar ji tu de sa ye na ji mama go mar doctor de su mar ji lu la so tu ji go yu wa ye na
Rumcha says, if you take the analogy of, say, in the ancient times when people performed surgery, then it was like very, very gross, and then you take surgery today when the whole process is very, very refined, and then you don't have to do this kind of very aggressive forms of surgery, and that is because technology and mind and everything is, you know, has enhanced, and so you have that. So in the same way, you have, like, you know, a pure appearance is an experience that you have because of that kind of development within your mind. In accordance with the development within the mind, then you have that special propensity to have that kind of pure appearance.
Would you please repeat the words that Rinpoche used a few minutes ago? In the lower, what I have in my notes, accurate or wild, maybe. The lower tantra, subtle winds cause the illusory body, and in the Kala Chakra Tantra, it was some aspect or some feature of the mind.
Subject mind's appearance.
The subject mind's appearance.
Appearance. Yeah. Appearance is what establishes the empty form body, and the wisdom of that subject mind is what establishes, what achieves the truth body. It's a Kala Chakra.
Rumchi
says usually it is considered as a pure land because you need to have pure appearance to actually to see. And those that have the pure karma to be able to see it, then see it as, you know, like a physical thing like that. And, you know, so again, in this whole question of who have the karma to see and who do not have the karma to see.
Right.
My question has become a three-part. First of all, if you don't have the tantric practice already, would Rinpoche recommend Kalachakra, one of the others? Are there enough practitioners and teachers to help us learn that out there? And third, I don't know if I have the right channel.
So, Tanda Kwan missing Lame Idam in the K made the gun from Chi to go Yamlin China, Yavres, Kanangir Vas, to go Lame Kasure, Tom Mixe Idam K Mass, and in this Rata, Rumchi, to go Yawiris in the Kanangir Vas. Rum just said he would recommend Kala Chakra. And then in the song. And Kissy to go Yamlin Chavra China, Yamlin Chia Chetan, the Yora Chavi Mongo, in the Ganga Nazombo Kran Raya Yores.
Already did that, Galikani Genera, where you are right. In an Ajitambo, you got to go.
Rumsha said, you know, there are materials available, but you don't have to, you know, go and collect all of them. You know, you start by practicing what you're capable of, you know, familiarizing yourself with the practice, you know, at a length at which one feels ready to practice, and then gradually, you know, expand on it and get more materials like that. And Kransana, Kran to go Yamlin Church to Sada Lung this Digor, Kran Disalung to go in Yamlin Church to Dilla Pembe, Kran Salun Kazu Pembe, you were Kandis Hapur as well.
That's a long thing. Mandava, you sound like I endured that Kajigo.
Rumchi says, you know, in the other high sugar tantras, there is no clear, distinctive statement about needing, you know, specialized channels or elements to practice the high sugar. But in the culture of tantra, when it goes into very detailed explanation, then it mentions that. But this information, Rumchi says, is not to say that, you know, that there are individuals who should practice and who shouldn't practice. It's not to discriminate in that sense because of those conditions. It's not for that.
It's like,
you know, when you have a plot of land, then according to the resources that you have, you build a small house or a big house. And according to your dispositions, then you build a house that is common to that place, or build a house in the shape of some other place, you know. Like that, it's like that. You have distinctions, but you know, it's with regards to our practice, it's the same, you know, with regards to the channels or the elements. Go ahead.
I'm trying to understand. Rinpoche said that Kala Chakra is one path, and the other highest yoga tantras are another path. But use the analogy of leaving from Delhi by the eastern route or the western route, and you wind up in the same place. But my small understanding and the the rarity of teachers of the Kala Shastra leads me to think that perhaps it's somehow either like the Concorde, and it gets you someplace higher or faster or more, or is it, does it truly arrive in the same place but perhaps by a different method?
Faster or better?
No.
Sanda Tugogi in Dilini, California, Shane Yunan, and Nubne Yunan, Lisa Chiglego is more. The truth is Tugogi Coneta, Sanga, Lamla Jugration, the George knew the Joa de Lela Segre, Yan Tugogi, Guni Chevration, Dunlam, Lame Lam Shinda, that's in a cheaper search dress. Rumchi said he just used the example of that, you know, like, you know, the coming east, eastbound or westbound, and of course if one of the route is longer, it'll take you longer time. But Rumchi says, it's just an example, you know, of like, in generally we say, you know, all of these paths, the paths are different. As for how slowly or how quickly one arrives, it's usually up to the practitioner, you know. Defining thing is the price, but it's like, you know, you have two ways to go there.
So it's a matter of individual propensity and karma.
So Geriki led down Pachagi, Stroch Vesa. It's like everything Rumchi says, if you have all the causes there, then the result comes. But if you have things missing, then the result doesn't come. Rumchi says, like you say, you know, great masters like Milarepa and like the great master, the Dharmavajra, Chidorji, they all attained enlightenment in one lifetime. Then you have, you know, others for whom it takes 7-8 lifetimes, and for others who even takes much more longer. So, you see, Rumchi says, you know, you have the path to attaining enlightenment, but how long it takes is dependent on the practitioner.
Can
you put this link where you can ask questions? Email us. 1-800 Rumchi. No, D is got it. D Rumchi. Nagi Nyamlin Chevra Chinara. Nagi Nyamlin Chevra. And this Nyamlin Chikasle Chika Yakumben Kumbe Chibe, that's my indicate your rest. Wednesday, that Susia Lam Trebes or a Lam Kone Kondo Tebet, that indicate your crunch from Chile to what Pia to the email Kachan Kayores.
Rumishi
said,
Rinpoche says Rinpoche doesn't have a private email address, but you can send it to anyone who is connected to Rinpoche.
Ori dadi karse go. Kilam rentan dan thar rentan se yadi jichen go ju roshi kalam kan ro de thar rentan go gonin ro go yoa yendu namde dongi ji na thangwa. Deni tzin da go chetang ni jinen ro yina thar reng go. Deli marji sa kambutang ni jinna ji moda da da dina go ni jinna yoa yina thar rembu ji yoa ro.
Rumshi says, when you study the details of the path, it explains, like, you know, saying if you've, you know, if it is like, if it's set forth in, you know, stages like the six branch yogas or whatever, then it says if, you know, to, you know, these are the signs of having, you know, fully covered or fully progressed up this point, and these are the signs you experience. And then after this, you should do this. It's so, in the commentary of the path, they will explain this, the type of signs that, that are to be experienced as a marker for having fully fulfilled the measure of that particular stage. So, you know, it's different for depending on, you know, which level of the path of practice one is at. But there are definite markers.
It's
just like weighing yourself, you know, it's just like the needle goes to how heavy you are, like that. The whole path is marked by, you know, where you are at. Rumshi says, you can protect yourself without harming the other. You know, if you can, you know, protect yourself from the harm without particularly harming the other person, then that's one way to do it. And if one cannot do it, then ask other people to help out, like that. So.
Is
using the example of, like, for example, when you have trouble, then you know, when you can protect yourself from the thief, yourself, then you protect yourself. But if you can't help, then you call the local police to help, kind of like that, something like that. But Rinpoche says, you know, in protecting yourself from that situation, Rinpoche says also to do that on the basis of not harming the other. And then if you're not able to do it on your own, then ask other people's help.
Role of Kali Chakra teachings in Tibetan culture. I understand, like, a Tibetan doctor has the Tibetan medicine comes out of the Kali Chakra. Is that correct? And like making the calendar, astrology, you know, the role of just the teachings in general in Tibetan culture.
Crown Khoya Sanata Tugogone. Togib mengi shunzu zira tugokyu ne denshab res, tsigi shunzu zira tugokyu ne res, inda chikochons. And inda sunza, inda pibay member zote, tugokyu nyamlen chogoya sura inda chikos. Inda sunza, umchi, tugokyu nyamlen di pibay chisu na ke, chilu kande ime chisuru na.
Ori, jida, jiga bobo, jida ka nana jida, jiva rambuji nama, jiga rambuji, tazo mara jiga, jiga tamba cheka, tazo dujin kodu nyamne, mambo on mambo na, wa jiga teni lomba sazu, gomba kaka nana ya, tenko trasan si mambo tsugi wari, tena ka toko, jiga chabdar chenpo chagi wari wa.
Rinpoche says it's a very popular or well-spread practice, Kali Chakra, in the Tibetan culture, because you have both His Holiness and Pension Rinpoche both connected very strongly to the Kali Chakra practice, and His Holiness, of course, has given many times over this initiation. And you know, in many of the monasteries, you have special Kali Chakra college, you know, as a special link to that monastery, specializing in the rites of Kali Chakra. So in that way, you know, it is a very well established practice.
Rinpoche
says there is no specific requirement that Tibetan doctors have to have, you know, the basis of Kali Chakra practice. And you have, medicinal tantras which are not part of the Kali Chakra. You know, the astrology is much more connected to Kali Chakra because, you know, when you do the calculations for the various eclipses and things like that, then, you know, it's based in Kali Chakra too.
And the cost of the calendar as well?
Dato dinzo tukula
the
Tibetan third month is regarded as the first month in the Kali Chakra Tantra, is regarded as the first month in accordance with the astrological calendar of the Kali Chakra system, because that was the month when the Buddha first taught, the Kali Chakra Tantra. The main date in the calendar celebrating the festival of celebrating the teaching of the Kali Chakra Tantra is the 15th day of the third Tibetan calendar month. So usually His Holiness always tries to give it at that time, but when it doesn't happen on the third month, any 15th of any month will also do.
Yeah.
바가지입니다. 솔드 세드과 전다 가르에서 솔드 양아
어디다디 괜찮은 거예요. 뒤 솔드 세지디 산스크디 그거 당연히 빠르게 찍세기 와리디 다 거기는 소소니 설대야시 다디 나 무크 무크진 당야 이 암자 그다디 안보 미즈라르로 제르드 시야고 로드 소당 정네 이 무크 시와다 나베 시와 치르든 로고 이와르와 안보 시와 안보 시와다 소소니 로야디 설 관가설 듀안에 르르지 듀안에 나위니기 노노아 설 듀테니 자미나라 설 대야고 군로고 지야고
The individual withdrawal, the first of the six branch yoga, usually refers to withdrawing of all the winds into the nostrils and from the nostrils into the right and left channel, and then trying to enter it into the central channel. So individual withdrawal specifically refers to all the winds that accompany all our sensory perceptions. Our visual perception, our hearing perception, all these six sense perceptions that run outward, in each of these winds individually withdrawing them through the nostrils, and then that is what basically it refers to. So, in the Kali Yuga system, the individual withdrawal has this connotation. But again, if you take it in the context of the Guha Samaja system, then it refers to dissolving all outer and inner phenomena in their emptiness of true existence, then dissolving them, the individual withdrawal of all outer and inner phenomena into the sphere of emptiness.
Idamo Guru Ratna Mandala Kamiyataya.